Hi, and a very good Thursday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Bit of a chilly start out there, to say the least. It's the first full day of spring, but certainly doesn't feel like it. We have a nice fresh snowpack, clear skies, light wind, and all those things are conspiring to bring us a chilly start at best for the day, with many areas down into the teens, a couple of spots even down into the single digits, especially as you head to the east of the Hudson River Valley. Saw a temperature this morning over in Grafton of 4. A little bit more in the way of cloud cover as you head over into the Berkshires, as well as into the Greens and the western Adirondacks. So temperatures there not as cold as they could be, but certainly for the first full day of spring, does not really feel like it. The good news is that the roads are dry. Of course, the skies are dry as well. You'll need your shades as you make your way into work and school this morning. And not only that, this morning's commute will not be as hideous as it was yesterday. That is for sure. At least as far as the weather is concerned, we don't have any issues to worry about with respect to black ice or anything like that. So enjoy your ride in to work and school out there this morning. Certainly, again, you will need your sunglasses, and you'll need to warm the car up a little bit as well. It's amazing. Debuted a little graphic on our newscast this morning. The differences between this March and last March, specifically the week of the 17th through the 23rd. This time last year, that 7-day stretch from the 17th to the 23rd, our average high temperature was 73.7 degrees. We set 4 record highs just in that 7-day span last year. Not the case, obviously, this year with our temperatures staying in the 30s for averages. Also, of course, no snow last year during that span. And this, with this particular storm that we just got out of, 8.3 inches of snow fell. So what a difference a year makes, for sure. And if you've spent any time in the Northeast, certainly you know that March can be kind, and it certainly can be rather cruel out there as well. But the good news, again, is that the commute this morning, you will be in good shape. And with the sunshine in place, temperatures will be on the rise rather quickly as we head on through this morning. We'll be rising up through the 20s to around 30 degrees by lunchtime. We'll get into some cloud cover as we head into this afternoon. But the skies will stay dry. Also, as I said, the wind will not be as nasty as it was yesterday either, just kind of a light breeze. So all in all, a much better day than yesterday from start to finish with respect to the commute. We'll have some sunshine, even though some clouds around this afternoon. We won't have to worry about the snow showers and less wind to deal with. Again, temperatures today making their way up into the middle 30s for highs. A chilly night out there tonight with more in the way of cloud cover around, though. It won't be as cold, with temperatures into the teens to around 20 degrees. For the day here tomorrow, it'll be a day sort of like it was yesterday, if you remember that. Temperatures will stay up into the mid-30s for highs, but we'll have more clouds, we'll have more wind, and also some snow showers to deal with as we head on through, especially the afternoon hours. And then heading into the weekend, we'll pick up a bit of more of a northerly component to our wind, and that will drive in a bit of chillier air, but it'll be countered by the warm March sunshine. So temperatures over the weekend will make their way up into the upper 30s and low 40s. The wind will make it feel chillier than that, but it'll be one of those deals where if you're out of the wind and just in the sunshine, it'll feel great, with temperatures, again, both Saturday and Sunday in the low 40s. And yesterday we discussed the opportunity for some snow for the latter part of Sunday into the day on Monday. Models yesterday were in a rather stark disagreement, as you would expect for an event that far out. But now, remarkably, they have sort of come into a little bit of an agreement as we're looking to keep that snow well to our south. So the snow will stay out of our hair. That's in the current forecast. If anything, of course, changes, we'll let you know about that. But for right now, we're leaving the snow out of the forecast. So that will continue a rather tranquil period of weather as we get into next week, with temperatures into the 40s to start us off here on Monday. And then we'll get back down into the 30s for highs as we head into the middle of next week. So spring remains elusive. But as I said, too, all in all, the weather pattern remains relatively quiet here over the next 5 to 7 days. That's it for now. Bundle up out there this morning, but enjoy your ride in. And again, don't forget those shades. I'll update your forecast again today, just afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.